Welcome to Radio Kitchen. I'm Al Spohler. There's an old saying that if they give you a lemon, make lemonade. Well, it seems to me that you can say the same thing about the invasive blue catfish, a scourge of the Chesapeake Bay. And Chef Jerry Pellegrino, if there's one thing we've learned about this fish, it's that it's very tasty to eat. So this can be revenge that is served piping hot,
yes.
Not cold.
and it is amazing. So it's got to be years now. I mean, I think it's 10 years at least. Mm-hmm. I feel like that we've been fighting this sort of invasive species in the bay. These guys are mostly in the tributaries.
That's right.
Causing a lot of damage to smaller crabs.
They eat everything,
and they're, you know, not from around here, Al.
That's true. They were introduced to be a sporting fish, oddly
correct.
Enough.
Yeah, and actually quite fun to catch.
Mm-hmm.
But if you're out there fishing, easy to catch because there seems to be just so many of them.
There are. The bay is really crawling with them. And unlike some fish, like the frankenfish or something,
snakehead, which is
pretty unattractive.
Sure.
This is an ordinary-looking catfish, and it's perfectly good to eat.
Yeah. I mean, I've definitely served them in the restaurants over the years. In a world where fish prices are kind of getting out of hand.
They are.
For many, many reasons. This is a great value, and I think often maybe confused with what we consider the muddy catfish down in the deltas
in
the Mississippi.
There's three kinds of catfish.
Right.
There's the flathead, the channel, and the blue. And if the fish is a fish that swims in cold, deep waters,
mm-hmm.
any one of them can do that,
right.
It's going to taste fine. Now,
right.
this I looked into this whole thing about muddiness.
Yeah.
First of all, the catfish does not eat mud.
No, of course not.
They don't do that. But if you fillet the fish, like with so many other fish, you'll notice that there's a dark red streak going down the middle of the fillet.
We call that the bloodline.
That's the bloodline, and that's the part that tastes nasty.
Correct.
You cut that out, and Jerry, you've got halibut or codfish or something.
More like cod.
More like cod.
Not as dense as halibut, but it's a great fish for pan frying. It's a great fish for breading and frying, like fish and chip style.
Yep.
Then you get a good piece of blue cod. Blue cat. It's very hard to tell the difference from that and cod in a big old beer batter.
Well, you know, the Maryland's Best Seafood people are holding a contest to find the best blue catfish recipe.
Right,
and we're encouraging people to just Google Maryland blue catfish recipe contest, and it'll take you to a website that explains everything.
Uh-huh.
But if you have a recipe, you can mail it in, or you can send it in online, and they'll consider it.
That would be great.
And you know, this is just a lot of fun. And I honestly believe that just about any recipe that applies to your normal meaty white
panfish.
Fish.
Sure,
yeah, it's going to work really well.
Yeah, and I know that it's available in a lot of the supermarkets. I see it available all the time.
More and more. The nice thing about if you go fishing for this, there is absolutely no limit.
No limit, no size limit. Get it, yank it out, take it home. They'd love that.
And they seem to school together.
Yes.
And they're easy to catch and easy to bring home and easy to prepare. We're going to put the information about the contest on our website and encourage people to look that up.
Yes, we are.
And send in a recipe.
Send in something fun.
That's right. You'll have a great time. I'm Al Spohler.
And I am Jerry Pellegrino.
And you've been listening to Radio Kitchen, produced by Bob White for 88.1 WYPR, your NPR news station. Welcome to Radio Kitchen. I'm Al Spohler. There's an old saying that if they give you a lemon, make lemonade. Well, it seems to me that you can say the same thing about the invasive blue catfish, a scourge of the Chesapeake Bay. And Chef Jerry Pellegrino, if there's one thing we've learned about this fish, it's that it's very tasty to eat. So this can be revenge that is served piping hot, not cold.
and it is amazing. So it's got to be years now. I mean, I think it's 10 years at least.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like that we've been fighting this sort of invasive species in the bay. These guys are mostly in the tributaries.
That's right.
Causing a lot of damage to smaller crabs.
They eat everything.
They eat everything, and they're, you know, not from around here, Al.
That's true. They were introduced to be a sporting fish, oddly
correct.
Enough.
Yeah, and actually quite fun to catch.
Mm-hmm.
But if you're out there fishing, easy to catch because there seems to be just so many of them.
There are. The bay is really crawling with them. And unlike some fish, like the frankenfish or something, pretty unattractive.
Sure.
This is an ordinary looking catfish, and it's perfectly good to eat.
Yeah. I mean, I've definitely served them in the restaurants over the years. In a world where fish prices are kind of getting out of hand.
They are.
For many, many reasons. This is a great value. And I think often maybe confused with what we consider the muddy catfish down in the deltas
of
the Mississippi.
There's three kinds of catfish.
Right.
There's the flathead, the channel, and the blue. And if the fish is a fish that swims in cold, deep waters,
mm-hmm.
any one of them can do that,
right.
it's going to taste fine. Now,
right.
this I looked into this whole thing about muddiness.
Yeah.
First of all, the catfish does not eat mud.
No, of course not.
They don't do that. But if you fillet the fish, like with so many other fish, you'll notice that there's a dark red streak going down the middle of the fillet.
We call that the bloodline.
That's the bloodline, and that's the part that tastes nasty.
Correct.
You cut that out, and Jerry, you've got halibut or codfish or something.
More like cod. Not as dense as halibut, but it's a great fish for pan frying. It's a great fish for breading and frying, like fish and chip style.
Yep.
Then you get a good piece of blue cod. Blue cat. It's very hard to tell the difference from that and cod in a big old beer batter.
Well, you know, the Maryland's Best Seafood people are holding a contest.
Oh, really?
To find the best blue catfish recipe.
Right,
and we're encouraging people to just Google Maryland blue catfish recipe contest, and it'll take you to a website that explains everything.
Uh-huh.
But if you have a recipe, you can mail it in, or you can send it in online, and they'll consider it.
That would be great.
And you know, this is just a lot of fun. And I honestly believe that just about any recipe that applies to your normal meaty white
panfish.
Fish.
Sure.
Yeah, it's going to work really well.
Yeah, and I know that it's available in a lot of the supermarkets. I see it available all the time.
More and more. The nice thing about it, if you go fishing for this, there is absolutely no limit.
No limit, no size limit. Get it, yank it out, take it home. They'd love that.
And they seem to school together.
Yes.
And they're easy to catch and easy to bring home and easy to prepare. We're going to put the information about the contest on our website and encourage people to look that up.
Yes, we are.
And send in a recipe.
Send in something fun.
That's right. You'll have a great time. I'm Al Spohler.
And I am Jerry Pellegrino.
And you've been listening to Radio Kitchen, produced by Bob White for 88.1 WYPR, your NPR news station.